You need to take advantage of the Eden Pure Thunderstorm Air Purifier 3-Pack. Everyone loves the Thunderstorm. It doesn't take up any floor space, there are no filters to replace, and it's only one-third the cost of those big, bulky air purifiers. Go to EdenPureDeals.com and use discount code Howie.
Better strap yourself in. It's time for the Howie Carr Show.
Justice Department whistleblowers have raised concerns over the FBI's handling of Hunter Biden's investigation. Allegations include claim that disparaging evidence related to President Biden's son was labeled as misinformation.
We already knew that.
Well, yeah.
Live from the Matthews Brothers Studios.
Here's the reason biblically why I believe Christians ought to be boycotting Target.
I recognized yesterday I made a post that was hurtful to the Pride community.
What's wrong?
He caved.
Mr. Costa, what grade would you give President Biden's administration?
F. Thanks for blowing me up.
I know, but I have a question for you. What's your favorite Beyonce song?
There's too many to list on camera.
Smart answer. Smart answer.
Oh my God, who the hell cares?
Rump swabs, hacks, and moon bats beware. It's Howie Carr.
844-500-4242. 844-500-4242. The VIPs are here. They just had some of the Red River barbecue in Harwich. But how was it? Very good. Was damn good. Damn good. 844. And the gift cards are available at HowieCarrShow.com. Click on store. And we've got lots of great deals. And we've got a new T-shirt to sell. You can pre-order our new T-shirts, and you can check it out at HowieCarrShow.com. The T-shirt says, "Go Woke, Go Broke." And we have a target as for one of the O's in broke, I believe. And there's a headline actually in the New York Post. Target may, someone said, I've always been pronouncing it for years, Target, the French pronunciation. But someone says that, you know, we have evolving languages grow. They live, right? Now it's Target. Target. It's new. It's Latin to medieval French to modern French, you know, that kind of. Target may have lost control of narrative after Pride backlash, consumer research expert says. All right. 844-500-4242. By the way, there's also an update on the San Clemente Marine beating. New video shows Marines at California beach party before being beaten by mob of teens. New videos, this again, the New York Post, shows off-duty Marine Hunter Antonino getting drunk with San Clemente high school students and allegedly harassing teen girls before the now viral video of the serviceman and his friends were attacked by a mob. Of course, they shouldn't have been attacked by the mob, but this does add a little context to it. 844-500-4242. We are heading to the summer now. I guess Memorial Day is of course the official, unofficial start of summer, and summer means heat, and that means a lot of air conditioning. And now that we no longer live in the first world, that means we have to worry about something that we never had to worry about in the past. Brownout, says the guy from Maine. Actually, it's worse than brownouts. It can be a blackout. It can be a blackout. Your coming summer of blackouts. This is in the... But see, this is a real danger. I mean, we should... We usually use that for fake... emergencies, Taylor. This could very well happen. They, you know, we don't have as much of a problem here in the East as they do in the West, but it's coming our way, like everything from California. How many more warnings does it take, says the Wall Street Journal, before the Biden administration wakes up to the risks from its climate policies to the U.S. electric grid? They're not going to wake up. You think Brandon is going to wake up under any circumstances? One of the VIPs brought me a Cat in the Hat thing to put on the refrigerator. It's really nice. It sums up their reaction to, you know, the grid, the power grid situation or anything else. Let's go, Brandon. I do not like your mental haze. I do not like your leftist ways. I do not like your sun on blow. I do not like you, Sleepy Joe. And you know what? You're going to like him even less if there's a blackout when it's 98 degrees this summer. The latest news came this month from the North American Electric Reliability Corporation, NERC, and please pray the wind keeps blowing. Did you ever have to think about that? Did we ever have to think of, any of us ever have to think about, oh, I hope the wind keeps blowing. I hope the sun stays out. Could we figure out some way to get solar energy even after the sun goes down at night? And what happens when the days start getting shorter again and we have less solar power? Remember, one of the things that Ramaswamy, Vivek Ramaswamy got banned from LinkedIn for last week. I looked it up. I put it in my column. He said that fossil fuels are essential to the prosperity of the human race. And they said that was disinformation. I think once we get rid of fossil fuels, we're going to see the absolute truth of what he said. He also said that we're in the grip of a climate religion. What the hell else would you call this? When you believe in things that you don't understand, superstition. That's Stevie Wonder. He was the warm-up for the Rolling Stones in 72 in the Boston Garden. NERC's summer reliability assessment forecasted that no less than two-thirds of the U.S., including most everyone living west of the Mississippi River, could experience power outages. Texas and most of the Midwest should have enough power to meet demand, assuming they don't experience any sizzling heat and still summer days. But we're told, aren't we, that every year it gets hotter. Every year it gets hotter. So I think the odds are good or bad. We're going to have some blackouts. Texas last summer narrowly averted a power outage by leaning on businesses to curtail operations. Oh, that's great for the economy. Kind of like being in the third world, huh? The state has since added enough solar to power about 200,000 homes. This is Texas, but demand has grown by even more and the sun doesn't shine at night. You never used to have to say things like that, did you? NERC forecasts a 19% probability of a grid emergency at 8 p.m. Do you feel lucky, Texas? One new variable this summer is the Environmental Protections Agency's recently finalized Good Neighbor Plan. So, in the true spirit of Orwellian newspeak, that means a bad neighbor plan. It requires fossil fuel power plants in 22 states to reduce their carbon emissions. The EPA claimed the rule won't jeopardize grid reliability, but then why did they offer power plants waivers from the new rules to prevent blackouts? Isn't this great? Thank you, Brandon. Thank you, Democrats. You know, the great thing about the First Amendment is it gave you freedom of religion. What that meant was that no one else could impose their religion upon you. But apparently that doesn't apply to the climate religion, because they get to impose their religion upon us. And one of their sacraments is going to be blackouts and power outages and heat. And in the winter, cold. Bob, you're next with Howie Carr. Go ahead, Bob.
I think it's all these stupid electric cars now that are taking all the electricity is going to cause these blackouts. And over the weekends, there were some of these charging stations that already broke down on Friday afternoon. Yeah. On the Mass Pike.
Well, did they break down or were they vandalized for the copper and all the chemicals in them? And that's the thing. California is cutting back. You know, they don't want nuclear plants. They don't want coal fired plants. But at the same time, they're reducing the ways that the utilities can generate electricity. They're demanding that everybody switch, like you say, to electric cars. I mean, it doesn't make any sense rationally. I mean, a fourth grader could figure this out. You can't increase demand at the same time you're cutting supply. And that's the model that they're looking for in California. It's insane. 844-500-4242. We'll take some more calls on the blackouts. I got some more of this editorial to read. I love Roscoe when he is housebroken, but being in a small condo, I have noticed the return of doggy smells. That's why I recently purchased the Eden Pure Thunderstorm Air Purifier 3-Pack. Now when I get home at night after the show, the smell is gone. The Thunderstorm Air Purifier is powerful enough to take out all those odors in your condo, home, or anywhere else. Many people are keeping their windows closed right now to minimize the pollen, but when you do that, those lingering odors in your house don't have a chance to air out. That's why you need the Thunderstorm 3-Pack. If you don't have to use all three the way I did, feel free to give one as a gift to dear old dad. The Thunderstorm is small enough to hold in your hand and doesn't take up any floor space. It also doesn't have any filters that need to be replaced, which saves you a lot of time and money. Dr. Matt, Paul Rizzo, and Dave Henchy from Nauset Beach Inn all love the Thunderstorm. Order now and you'll have them in time for Father's Day at EdenPureDeals.com. Use code Howie and get free shipping. That's EdenPureDeals.com, code Howie. I'm Howie Carr.
Howie Carr. Howie Carr is back.
Looking for premium audio at a better price? Check out Raycon wireless earbuds. You get quality sound and essential smart tech listening features for way less than the other big name tech brands. Get 15% off today at buyraycon.com/Howie. Taylor, what's the poll question? What are the results thus far?
Today's poll question, which you can vote in at howiecarshow.com, is James Comey says the FBI is not a leftist cabal. Do you agree?
No, I do not agree.
98% don't agree.
You don't have room to go up much when it starts at 96%, but now it's up to 98%. All right. 844-500-4242. One of the VIPs lives in Arizona. He lives 30 miles from the biggest nuclear power plant in the nation. He says, you'd think it would be cheap power, but they're sending 70% of it to California because California's got to be green, you know, dude. So here's another phrase, another technological innovation that I'd never heard of until today. Solar plant inverters. Do you ever hear of this? These? They convert DC to AC power, and they're very glitchy. I know you're shocked to hear that. Faulty solar inverters can amplify minor grid problems and trigger widespread power outages. But fixing the glitches requires a software update, which NERC reported in December is still in the study phase. So they're talking about California and how they're stealing all your electricity from Arizona and the other states. If the neighboring states are strapped too, for instance, because the EPA won't let them run coal plants all out, Californians could be stuck. Better buy an emergency generator while the stores still have them. The Wall Street Journal doesn't sound very sympathetic to everybody living in these nice blue states. Annie, you're next with Howie Carr. Go ahead, Annie.
Hi, Howie. How are you? From Annie from Lowell. Yeah, I just want to know about this new Green Deal and this nitwit Joey didn't plan ahead. Normally, when you leave a job, okay, you have another job lined up. So this thing with all the electric vehicles, it's not adding up. And what about people in big, huge, high-rise apartment buildings? What are they going to do? Hang big cords out the window to plug their cars in?
I know. I mean, yeah. So say you have an apartment building with 100 units in it. So that means that at probably at a bare minimum, you're going to have 80 to 100 cars, right? So that means you're going to need 80 to 100 chargers, correct?
Right. Exactly. That's what I'm saying. There's no foresight here. And it's outrageous. And let's get this guy who's investigating, Chris Wray from the FBI, let's get him get out of there and
We've had thank you, Annie. We've had people call in that are builders, construction people, and they say that they're also worried about the fires. If these cars catch fire, if you're from Florida, I mean, got another VIP from Florida here. Last year during the hurricane, on the West Coast, some of these electric cars caught on fire, and they couldn't put them out. They burned for days.
And the
weight in the garages and the weight on the bridges too. It's not going to be good for the bridges. In case you haven't heard, the bridges on the Cape Cod are in disrepair, and the all Democrat delegation to Congress can't seem to get any money to rebuild them. And now you got these heavier electric vehicles, not to mention the bigger loads of trucks moving across the bridges. It's just not. None of this is a good formula for maintaining, or should I say restoring us to first world status as an economy or a society. 844-500-4242. Raphael, you're next with Howie Carr. Go ahead, Raphael.
Hey, how you doing, Howie?
Good.
I totally agree. You know, this getting turned into a kind of third world economy, and the hypocrisy around, saying on one hand you want to, you want to go all green, but like even nuclear power, which does not release carbon, like that's got to be part of the formula, you know? And like, I agree, any fourth grader can kind of take a look around and like you're pointing out, we're burning up. We're going to burn up this summer if we can't keep the power on. It's going to keep getting hotter if all this carbon keeps going out. So nuclear has got to be part of it, right? I don't see how we do it without nuclear. I'm not a big fan of the radiation, but I believe the scientists have some stuff figured out with that.
Dude, didn't you see that Jane Fonda movie back in the 70s? Man, we can't have nuclear power. Everything will turn into like Chernobyl, and like the fish will be glowing in the streams, man. These are the people that are now making the decisions. The people, I mean, there is no foresight. And again, I'm not I don't know anything about energy. I told you, I don't know what a solar inverter is or what a good neighbor plan is. But I know that supply and demand have to be reconciled, and that they don't care. They don't care. And they're doing this for ephemeral goals. What does it matter what the United States does with 6% of the world's population if India and China, which have probably, 25, 30% of the world's population, aren't doing anything? What does it matter? And then you have a state like Massachusetts, which has 3% of the 5 or 6%. We're going to shut down. They're going to make it harder for us in Massachusetts to drive, to pay more to drive or to heat our homes or to cool our homes. How much is 3% of 5% or 6% cutting back? How much of an extension is that going to give the planet's life? I don't think too much. Not that I think anything is going to. Is going to happen with global warming. Brian, you're next with Howie Carr. Go ahead, Brian.
Hey, Howie. Yeah, it was Memorial Day. I ended up working, and I was between Portland and Falmouth. There was a head-on collision. Two people died, and traffic was gnarled up for it was about 2 hours and 50 minutes. And guess what the person behind me ran out of? Not gas. They're going to L.L. Bean to charge up, and they didn't make it there. So they had to get towed off, too.
And it must take a lot more. I mean, considering the cars weigh so much more, you know, they're like an old 57 Buick or something, you know. So they got. I mean, it's got to be that increases the carbon emissions, right? On the tow truck to have to all the extra horsepower it takes to tow it away. Oh man! And then where the hell do you tow the car if it runs out of energy? It runs out of battery, and so you take it to the nearest charging station, and so some of the local vandals have come in and wrecked it to get the copper wiring out. They say only 75% of these charging stations ever work on the best day. 844-500-4242. I'm Howie Carr.
Live from the Matthews Brothers Studios.
We're talking about the coming summer blackouts that the Wall Street Journal's got an editorial about in the paper a couple days ago. And the VIPs seem to know a lot about this. Apparently, some of the tow trucks now have chargers in them. But my question is, how the hell long does it take to charge a car up on the side of the road? I mean, that's going to... The tow truck makes money by responding to more breakdowns and more towaways. What are you going to do? Charge double or triple to just sit out there on the road and charge? Another guy says he's got a friend who bought a Ford Lightning. Took 18 months to get it, an electric truck, and then they said he couldn't get a charging station, so he has to go driving around, and then he takes a bike. He has a bike. It's like living in South Boston. You know, you have to park so far away, you have to have a bike in the trunk of the car. And then there have been pictures of a Tesla that ran out of juice at a McDonald's drive-thru. How'd you like that to happen to you? You just take bringing your kids down to get some Wi-Fi, you know, to do their homework, and you get stuck behind this damn Tesla that's out of juice. 844-500-4242. So the last paragraphs in the Wall Street Journal editorial are about New York. So there is problems in the Northeast. One state that hasn't learned from California's green energy folly is New York. Well, many states haven't. A new state regulation will force 627 megawatts of gas and oil peaker plants. That's what they call it. Another word I never heard, peaker plant, solar plant, inverters, peaker plants can rapidly ramp up to provide power in a pinch, which is enough power to power 470,000 homes. That's great news that they have these peaker plants. That's the bad news is that this year's state budget requires the New York Power Authority to retire all peaker plants by 2030. New York plans to compensate by building more offshore wind farms, but they face permitting challenges and don't provide reliable power. And they kill whales. I thought we were worried about whales. Now all the, you know, between New Jersey and North Carolina, record numbers of dead whales are washing ashore as they put in more of these wind turbines.
Well, that's why they've got one running for president.
That would be Chris Christie. He'll be announcing soon on next Tuesday night at 6:30. Just in time, 6:30. Just in time for the network newscasts, which nobody watches. And even if they did watch, I don't think they'd be broadcasting his announcement live from. 844-500-4242. Joe, you're next with Howie Carr. Go ahead, Joe.
Hi, Howie. I haven't talked to you since the Deval Patrick bio was in the Dollar Tree. Anyways, I was in Charleston, South Carolina last week, and you know, big city like that, very hard for parking.
Yeah.
The sign said at the parking garages downtown, due to recent electric car fire, all electric cars are now banned from the parking garages. It said you have to find one, you know, outside somewhere, but you can't go in the garages anymore. What a nightmare for those people.
I bet that's coming to a garage in a downtown near you, wherever you are, Joe.
Wouldn't be surprised. Takes so long to put them out. So, and it's dangerous for everybody else.
Oh man, someone was saying too that they have to train the fire personnel now to, you know, how to fight these fires out on the highway, cuz you can get electrocuted. Plus the fact that you can't put them out. I mean, wasn't there an electric car that caught on fire in Reading on 128? I think it was in January, and they just were pumping tens of thousands of gallons onto it. And of course, it was January, so you can imagine what happened with the water. It turned into ice. I don't know. 844-500-4242. 917 says they have quick chargers and they don't have to fully charge anything, just enough to get it to move. Well, you know, it's one thing to, you know, just get a can of gas, a gallon of gasoline, you know, just to get you down to the gas station. But I mean, you know, a quick charge, how far are you going to have to drive to get to the charger that's going to get the job done and fill you up? And how many hours is that going to take? 844-500-4242. Glenn, you're next with Howie Carr. Go ahead, Glenn.
Hey, Howie, I'm from Braintree, Mass, and I got a place up in Litchfield, Maine. I drive up twice a month. And I stop at two different rest areas, Kennebunkport and Gray.
Yeah.
And the people are sitting there in their cars charging. And, you know, I'm going in to use the bathroom, in and out, and I'm on my way. And they're sitting there. They don't look too happy as they charge their cars for however long it takes. You know?
I just want to get
up there and enjoy it.
Right. Yeah, you just want to get up there to wherever you're going. Yeah, the Kennebunk one I know very well. I know both sides of that. That's on the main turnpike, obviously. Oh man, can you imagine just sitting there? It's like every other rest stop in the United States. Not somewhere you want to spend a lot of time. Thanks for the call, Glenn. I saw a survey last couple of days. They asked somebody asked a pretty big sample. Will you buy an electric car your next time out? And only one third of the people said it. I was actually surprised it was one third. I think that's one of those things where you want to try to do the right thing. Like, you know, when they used to ask you in the newspaper surveys, do you read the editorials? Oh, sure. Oh, yeah. Yeah. Will you buy an electric car? Oh, yeah. Yeah. Because I like sitting at the charging stations on the turnpike. I like not being able to park a car in the garage downtown. 844-500-4242. Rick, you're next with Howie Carr. Go ahead, Rick.
Howdy. Howie, how are you?
Good.
I'm talking about President Trump and his double tag teaming with Vivek Ramaswamy, because they're going to lead the Republican field, and those two are going to be the team. And Vivek Ramaswamy has vowed to pardon President Trump if he's president. If he's vice president, he gets to pardon President Trump after the four-year term. So it's a win-win for President Trump to double-team and then choose him as his running mate.
Well, that was another thing Comey was pontificating on last night, you know, that how dare DeSantis and Trump say that they're going to pardon the January 6th convicts or protesters, whatever you want to call them. And, you know, The reason he doesn't care about pardoning people, and including all of his friends, and you know, the guy that succeeded him and was his deputy, McCabe, and Strzok, and Baker, and all the rest of these people, is they never got indicted because they're Democrats. So if you're a Democrat, you don't have to worry about ever being pardoned because they're not going to prosecute you. You can just commit any crime you want with impunity and immunity. Why don't we play this last cut from James Comey about the threat of another Trump presidency? Cut five.
What are your concerns about another Trump presidency?
Well, he represents a serious threat to the rule of law in this country. And anyone with eyes to see can see that. People criticize CNN for their town hall. I actually thought it was good that the American people could see this is what may be on the ballot in 2024. Someone who promises to do things that are antithetical to a constitution-based rule of law society. So I think he threatens that society, and the stakes, if he is the candidate, will
law.
Be extraordinarily high.
James Comey and the FBI are pushing the rule of law. Again, projection. They're worried. If there was any rule of law, that guy would be behind bars. That whole seventh floor would be behind bars. 844-500-4242. Jerry, you're next with Howie Carr. Go ahead, Jerry.
Well, first, Howie, it's the rule of guffaw. Because every time I hear that guy talk, I can't help but laugh.
Well put.
So, expanding on the fire threat, you know, your firemen have to be taught about how to put them out. Firemen have to be taught how to approach a house fire now. Because if there's solar panels on the roof, and they can't climb the roof. They can't climb the roof until the house is dead and all power has been cut. And that's one of the primary initial stages of fighting a fire, is to gain access through the roof and bring water down on the fire. Can't do it anymore.
Oh, man. You think AOC has heard about this? Or Bernie Sanders, Jerry?
Let's expand. No. Howie, they don't care. They don't care. They could. It doesn't apply to them. They don't care at all.
No, you're right. You're right. It's like they think they, it's like, Barack Obama or John Kerry running around saying, the sea level is rising and all the islands are going to be flooded. And then they go back to the islands. And they have houses not even inland on the island. It's right on the beach. So they obviously don't believe anything they're saying. It's all a crock. It's just to get more power. And so once they get to start doling out the electricity, that gives them even more power. It's like the old Soviet Union. You know, the bureaucrats are the apparatchiks are making all the calls. Thanks for the call, Jerry. 844-500-4242. I love getting a good night's sleep, and I'm so excited because my sleep just received an upgrade. The MyPillow 2.0 is finally here. Say goodbye to tossing and turning and flipping your pillow over while you're sleeping. The MyPillow 2.0 is designed for coolness and engineered for comfort. And just when you thought it couldn't get any better, MyPillow is offering a buy one, get one free special on the MyPillow 2.0 with code Howie. Available in 4 levels, it's machine washable and dryable. Don't trust me? If you don't love it, you can always return it with MyPillow's 10-year warranty and 60-day money-back guarantee. Take advantage of the MyPillow 2.0 buy one, get one offer today by going to MyPillow.com and clicking on the radio listener square. Don't forget to use the code word Howie at checkout. Enhance your sleep quality today. Call 800-658-4965 or go to MyPillow.com and use the code word Howie. That's 800-658-4965 or MyPillow.com, code Howie. I'm Howie Carr.
Howie Carr, we'll be right back.
This hour of the Howie Carr Show is brought to you by Captain Parker's Chowder, the official chowder of the Howie Carr Radio Network. Pick up some today at your local grocery store, and thanks from the bottom of the bowl.
The Howie Carr Show is back.
844-500-4242-978 says, just watch the vote on House floor. 29 stupid Republicans, and you support most of them. They tried to kill the bill, so now we had to use Democrats just to get it to the floor. Your wing is a detriment to our country. My wing? I said I'd vote for it if I were in Congress. I mean, I don't like it. I would hold my nose, but I would vote for it. My wing. Steve, you're next with Howie Carr. Go ahead, Steve.
Hi, Howie. As far as this whole climate debacle, it kind of reminds me of the thing, if you think education is expensive, try ignorance. So we're about to get a huge experiment in ignorance. And the price that people pay for not thinking and using their brain and voting for utter morons in the government. And I guess they got to have the excrement hit the fan and get covered with it before they wake up. I mean, I don't know what else to say.
You know, the thing is, I mean, if they really start having these problems. I mean, it's going to take a long time to get everything straightened out, you know, and then they'll be fighting rear guard actions all the way. I mean, it's like the Wall Street Journal says, you know, so New York wants to replace all of these, what do you call them? Peaker plants. They want to replace them with more offshore wind farms. But, you know, they would still, so you say, okay, the offshore wind farms don't work, so we need some more nuclear plants. Do you think the courts are full of Obama and now Biden judges that are going to stop it? They're going to try to stop everything they can. And it's going to, I mean, it's going to take a very long time to get the grid back up to what it used to be in the dark ages, say 1982. You know, I mean, we're moving backwards. Again, that joke that you know, what did liberals use to light their homes before candles? Electricity. I've told it a few times. I stole it from Chris Plant, I think, but it's true. Kelly, you're next with Howie Carr. Go ahead, Kelly.
Hi. Yeah, the bottom line with this whole electric grid and electric vehicles is lack of generation. We had a peak of 104 nuclear power plants and have since shut down 23 of them. I believe there's only been one under construction.
Yeah, Georgia, I think. Yeah.
Right, yes. I worked at the Pilgrim plant, and just to replace the power it generated, you would need 350 windmills or 96 square miles of solar panels just to replace the power that plant generated. I don't doubt that there's going to be blackouts as the years go on.
Yeah. And I remember they used to talk about the water that would be pumped out of the Pilgrim nuclear plant in, I think, Plymouth. It was warmer. So they were getting, so the lobsters were getting bigger outside. I mean, was that a bad thing? I mean, do you think the lobster fishermen were sad that there were more lobsters and they were bigger because the water was coming out warmer? I don't think so. 844-500-4242. Are the bridges designed to carry the extra weight of the electric car? That's what I'm saying. I mean, they've already got problems with the Sagamore and the Bourne bridges on the Cape, and now you're going to have these more and more electric cars going over. And haven't they made the truck loads bigger? Aren't the trucks like get to carry 5 feet more of load than they used to? I mean, that can't be good long term. What about the parking garages? Do we have to eliminate parking spaces? And how many chargers are you going to need down? And where are you going to put the chargers? You can't put them where the bicycles are, that would be a real revolution. Richie, you're next with Howie Carr. Go ahead, Richie.
Hey, Howie, listen, I got a 15-year-old Mariner, right? And I'm driving home and they run out of gas. And I only put a few bucks in because I can't afford the big gas tank. So I ran out of gas. I called my wife and said, hey, I ran out of gas. My wife showed up with the gas. It still took me less time if I had an electric car and it ran out of energy to get that thing back up on the road and run it half an hour.
You think so, really?
I tell you, I ran out. I couldn't believe I ran out of gas. But then, you know, if you
run out of power on the road, how are you going to you're going to need somebody. It's not going to be your wife coming. There's going to have to be a tow truck. It's going to be a lot more expensive, isn't it?
No. What I'm saying, I have a gas car. I've been out of gas, and I was back up on the road and running in a half an hour.
Oh, that's right. Okay.
If I had an electric car, I would still be sitting out there for hours. And again, you know, it's a funny story. You're talking about that.
So. Yeah. You ever see the pictures of the blizzard of '78 and all the cars that were abandoned out on 128? Just lines of them. I mean, how many more of those cars there would have been if they'd all been electric powered and they just got stuck out there. People would be, I don't think anybody died out on 128, which we're, you know, looking out over. But if they were trapped there and how long would it have taken to get the, I mean, it took days as it was to get the state and the region dug out from the snow. Would have taken a hell of a lot longer if you'd had all these electric vehicles on the side of the road and all of them had to be charged for an hour, 2 hours, 3 hours. It's ridiculous. 508 says they're pushing lithium-ion batteries for boats. They say it is a safe chemistry. Three times the cost. Gas, fiberglass, new chemistry, water, and of course, sharks. What could possibly go wrong? 844-500-4242. We'll be right back. I'm Howie Carr.